saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You scroll on it like you would TikTok, but it is live camera feeds of cats. You could feed them. And there's automatic feeders.
You can feed them.
Okay, feeding 10 grams of kibble now. Look. Oh look at that.
Oh my God.
Look at that. And then look.
That's so look at that. Cute.
Isn't that so funny? Look at him.
That.
Hello and welcome to URL, a show all about the internet, the people on it, the people in it, and the people who are just sometimes trying to get away from it. I am your host, Courtney Miller, with my co-host, Chance McCrary. I'll give that one like a 3.
Okay.
Today, our guest, a much-awaited, long overdue, you guys have been asking, and I'm so excited to finally have epic streamer, vlogger, gamer, blindbox queen, Vanilla Mace.
Yes!
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. So happy to be here.
Happy to see you. I love your shirt. That
thank
Princess
you.
Peach.
Okay. I get asked that all the time. It's I Am Gia, and it's like a collab they did.
Whoa.
This artist. So she kind of, but she kind of gives
she's giving
that,
Peach.
Though.
Yeah,
she
gives
Peach
a little crown.
Like, for legal reasons, no.
Mm, not Peach.
But she looks great.
Yeah.
So honored to have you here today. And truly, like, the comments have been asking for you for so long at levels that are sizable.
I love to see it.
I'm like wondering, like, what is the common denominator between your people and our people?
Funny.
Oh.
Funny, hot.
Good taste, I guess.
Like,
wait.
Good taste.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you may be right. And obviously, like, it just wouldn't feel right starting this episode without giving you a gift.
Ooh, okay.
So we got some blind boxes. I got one for you too, Chance.
Oh my God.
You. So this is a camera.
I never did anything, so this is huge.
Oh my God. It's a little camera that you can like put as a keychain. Yes, we got you something that you haven't gotten
I've
yet.
I've never even seen this. This is
Are
freaking awesome.
Yours?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, open them here. I have one.
You have to say which one you want.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
if yours is
the
better,
side.
Then we can trade if you
yes.
like mine better.
Okay, perfect.
The pictures are
Let
on the
see.
Side,
and you
Chance.
Have one?
I have one.
Oh my God. Oh, so cute. Okay,
it's like ASMR. Listen, watch this.
I'm going to take a picture of you guys opening yours.
Okay, I want this one.
You already know?
Yeah, it says on
oh,
the side.
Oh.
You already freaking know what's in there?
Chance is new to blind boxes.
I want that one.
Okay.
Which one do you like the best?
I do like the...
Like the OG?
I think I like the OG.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic. It's clean.
Okay.
I'm into yellow.
All right. Let's see who we get.
Is there anyone that you don't want?
I do not want the red.
I don't want
I do
four.
Not want the blue. I'll be upset. And I don't know what secret is, but I don't like that either.
Ooh, there's this. I didn't realize
didn't
there's a secret.
Know.
I didn't even know.
You didn't even know.
Didn't even pay attention.
You
I don't
gotta
want
have a secret.
The number four.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to get the number four. And I got the number four.
No!
Dude, it's a freaking curse. I'm
oh my God,
you.
I got the classic.
You got
Are
the
you
one so- you wanted.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Ooh,
winners keep winning. It's like, you're the guest. I'm like,
fuck you. No, are you kidding? No,
if
okay, I'm not
trade,
mad.
I'll trade number four. Don't
no,
be mad at
I mean,
me.
It's, all that matters is that it's going to take pictures and I'm going to have memories.
Do what? You want another one?
No. You have another one.
I have two more. Again, if you want to get
you're
one,
like,
you
no,
like.
It. Just cut it. Cut it out. No,
get,
I love it.
You can get a close-up of me with the one I want.
Yeah.
The one you said, you were like, this is the one I want the most.
Yes. I have little, we have little SD cards for you guys, too.
Oh, really? Oh.
They hold a ton of memory.
This is so fun.
This
I'm
is
so excited.
Cute.
Not sponsored. Just genuinely like a little keychain that you can, and the pictures are cute.
Yeah.
Like for the IG dumps.
And how tiny it is, too. I can imagine like.
I do feel like a spy.
Yeah, literally like. You just like snap a phone.
Yeah.
No one even would even know. Is it loud?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, I'll do a little. That's okay. It turning on. It even can record video too.
So really?
What?
You vlogging in IKEA like this? Hey. Okay. So here's a pig.
That's so cute. I love
the
that.
Sound is
it's
so classic.
Like, I know.
And it's like old stuff. It looks like an old like digital camera. Aww. In there. Yeah, that's so funny. I'm so glad we got you something that you haven't opened before. That's
it says,
so fun.
Do not eat, but who's up here eating it?
Well, someone. Chance, someone had to have because they wouldn't have had to put don't yeah. eat on there.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Mm.
That's ridiculous. It looks like a little, like, for pills or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why are you holding
crunchy,
it?
Crunchy, has a nice crunchy texture yeah. to it.
Yeah. Why do you have that?
What?
Put it away.
Do you have any dietary restrictions?
No. No. I'm on, like, a little bit of, like, a health journey right
yeah,
now.
Yes.
So I've been, like, eating pretty clean lately. Yeah.
What's, like, your favorite meal right now?
Cottage cheese. Just by itself. No. I'm putting fucking cottage cheese on it. I love dairy and that's like my only like sliver of like being able to have some like some like throw cottage cheese on there. So but I don't like to cook, so I do like very simple shit. I'm like, I'll throw a fucking salmon in the air fryer, do a little broccoli or something with it. I don't know. It's so simple.
Salmon and broccoli. That's a gym yeah, meal yeah. right there.
Mm, yeah, I know. I'm like with the boy kibble, like just like ground beef and like right. That's like that's been mentioned. Yep. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. That's yeah. literally Shane always has salmon and broccoli and rice. And right now I have the boy kibble. I have ground beef, but I like cook it like it has like Korean seasonings.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, like gochujang.
Yes, and like soy sauce and ginger and the yummy. Things. But yes, okay.
But enough about me.
Okay. Vanilla Mace. Yeah. What's your relationship with the internet? Are you chronically online, would you say?
I would say, yeah. I'm pretty online.
What's your main app right now?
Probably TikTok. Yeah. As far as like on my own terms, just, yeah.
I just downloaded it again. I had it off
really?
My phone for a few months. I had to take a break.
It's fair.
Sometimes it's like, I want to break up with it.
No, I feel that. Sometimes my algorithm, I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this is not what I want to see.
Yeah.
It's not my For You. This is not the For You page that I know.
That like, I built
yeah.
with these two hands.
Right.
Yes.
So I feel that.
What would make me mad is I'd start getting videos and it's almost like TikTok is trying to be like, so like, you're like this type of fucking person, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're like, excuse me,
right.
not interested.
Yeah.
But I just downloaded it recently to like sort of keep up with certain, cause like with this show, I'm meeting with creators. I need to be able to like see what they're up to,
yeah.
what they're posting, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're back. Like something about TikTok, you get to kind of like be a little more crunchy on the content
yeah,
over there.
It doesn't got to be all perfect. You could just record something and
in
go.
In fact, the perfect stuff doesn't do well, I feel.
Very not true. On TikTok.
Very true.
Instagram loves to be polished mm-hmm. and sexy and
prim and proper.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want to get right into these. We have these questions. There are verifying questions. Sometimes at the end of the episode, these will help us determine whether or not we believe you're allowed online. So we'll see.
And if you're not, we'll take your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Luck with all your future endeavors. Okay. What type of content gives you the ick?
Ooh. What type of content gives me the ick? Okay. When men, straight men particularly,
yes.
when straight men do a like a day in their life vlog, I'm like,
sure.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Like,
this is
I'm
my
sorry.
Life as a 26 like, year old in Austin, Texas.
And I don't care. Like, put the phone away. Put the phone away. Go build something. Like, and it's literally, it's like, you know what? Like, call me, you know, call me. I feel like because a lot of women would say that, but.
That is not basic. It's not basic. It's true.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say like men influencers in general who like aren't like creators. They're just like showing you their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. That sucks. Yeah.
And it's so interesting. Like the lifestyle influencer is such a thing, but like it's so different when like dudes do it.
It's also like you had to set up your phone like this.
Like, what gets me so bad is like in the morning, it's like the shot of them. They're like putting their clothes on. It's like they have the pants and they're like in their underwear and they go,
yep.
And then they have the pants
yep.
on, and then
whoa.
They do the oral like show. I'm like, oh, put it away.
You set the phone up, and you like get out of your covers
yeah.
in bed. Shut up. Shut yeah. up.
I do think that's so funny. I kind of think that when anybody does that, when they set up the, and then they get in the bed, and they're like, good morning. I do think that's a
the way they
silly.
Step out of the
yeah.
bed.
Yeah, I love
no one
it.
Has ever stepped out of bed like that.
Okay, what's the last thing you bought online?
I bought an alarm clock.
Oh,
I bought, yeah,
vintage.
I did. I bought, well, it's like one of the new ones.
Oh.
It's like one of the new fancy, like the sunrise ones.
The sunrise
oh,
yeah. ones.
I bought one of those because I'm one of those people that like, I'll wake up to like the slightest anything and I wake up like, like, I don't know, like it just always, I'm like super if I hear even a little noise, I'm like, what was that? I don't know why I'm such an anxious sleeper. Ooh. And so I was like, I need even my like phone alarm, like even like the relaxing one still. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's not that serious. Like, so I was like, okay, let me get one of these. And then I was like testing the sounds. I'm like, wait. And it's all like birds chirping.
Wait.
I'm like, it's like very chill. I'm like, okay. I like
what kind of birds?
I'm like, well, red ones.
A red-breasted blobbin. How long have you been in LA now?
Like 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many years is it that makes you a local? 10 or 6?
I think it's like if you see a palm tree on fire or that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
If you see a palm tree on fire, that means you're a local?
Give me a lighter and some fluid.
Whoa, that's like a omen of some kind. That's
I know.
Crazy.
I love it. It's like the hawk that. With the snake in its mouth.
The, you know how like.
You know, I'm really sorry.
Also, I have to work later during this.
Oh, no, so no, that's like, totally fine. Yeah.
How long have you been in LA?
I'm coming up on 8 years.
So you're a local unless you haven't seen a palm
I've definitely
tree
seen
on
a palm
fire.
Tree on fire.
Okay.
I've definitely lit
where
a couple
of palm trees. Where have I been? Okay, when I first moved to LA, someone told me that all the palm trees got like brought here from Hawaii and that their just lifespan like is 100 years and that this happened 100 years ago.
About,
so what does that mean?
They all about to die.
But this was also 5 years ago and I don't know. Yeah, okay, maybe that's, I'm like, I literally was like, oh my God, there's gonna be no palm trees. Like I fully, when I first moved out here, I was like, well, this is it. Like, I just thought they were gonna be all
life
like
is
done.
So fleeting.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And then I think that I heard that there was people that were stealing adolescent palm trees. And then selling them for like 50 grand.
What the hell?
Because palm trees are like so valuable in California and people like want them implanted.
What? That's like the Joshua tree. You're not allowed to take those.
Yeah, because they are only in
there.
Joshua
yeah, you
tree.
Get a big fine if you mess with those trees.
Wait, I'm about to go on the Joshua tree black market.
No.
You like, have one in your yard like next
can't.
Week.
Yeah, I'm
like,
no,
that's horrible.
Yeah, and did you know horses were brought to the Americas?
Wait, I didn't know that.
No.
Horses were brought over.
No.
On a yes. boat?
No.
On a boat? Well, not
well,
a plane.
How else? I'm like, well.
Horses were brought here. And tomatoes. Wait, no. That was Italy.
Wait, tomatoes were brought to Italy?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So they're lies. They're
so,
lies.
So they built their culture off somebody else.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
My own people.
Why would a country do that? Are you Italian?
Yeah, I'm Italian. It's wow. Your own people.
When I Googled you this morning, one of the auto finishes was... Is Vanilla Mace Latina?
I knew you were gonna say that. And yeah, a lot of people, that's a common misconception for some reason. I don't know why, but then it's like an ongoing joke. Like people in my Twitch chat, they'll be like, is any, like guys, I'm trying to like see, like they'll Google that. And I feel like at one point, the stupid like AI fucking description said I was there like vanilla is a Latina crap. I'm like, who did
okay.
that? I'm like, who did that?
It's like when enough people search
who
it.
Did that? Yeah.
Yes, it's true now.
So stupid, but I was like, no, guys. But it's like an ongoing joke that someone will ask in my chat and then everyone will be like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
stop.
God.
I'm
like, you guys.
Inside jokes in an audience are so funny. Mm-hmm. Is your family like super Italian American?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say they are.
Are we
making pasta
the East Coast?
Shit?
Yeah.
Was it Connecticut
yeah.
or wait,
Connecticut.
No. Okay.
What was that?
Oh, I said, are they making pasta and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
tomatoes that weren't theirs.
Yeah, I know. Not even our tomatoes.
Wow. Well, there you go. I was going to say tomato emoji. That brings me to my next question.
No!
I'm so sorry. Tomato. Vanilla, what are your most used emojis?
Okay. The number one is the crying, just the crying face, like with the two teeth.
Yes. Love.
The second one is a flower because I was sending a lot of Mother's Day texts a couple days ago.
Oh, nice.
I was like, happy Mother's Day. Third one's a grave. So I don't know why that one was being used. Cat heart. It's the hard eye, but it's the cat doing the hard eye.
Nice. Nice.
Then the eyes that are like.
Oh, yeah.
And the little heart face and cowboy with the cowboy hat. And he's like.
I love him.
Yeah. He's those awesome. Are my top.
What do you use the cowboy for? Like, what's the context? Is that just like.
I feel like if I'll say something that's kind of like unfortunate that's happening, I'm like, I'm here right now. And this is like, and then I'm like. Like, it's kind of that.
Yeehaw.
I'm like, yeah, it's really like, ah.
That's so funny.
That's how I use the cowboy.
What is yours most used right now?
I'll just tell you the ones that I've been liking.
You had the ear, right?
The ear.
Oh, okay.
The genie is kind of
ooh,
like, I'll make your wish come
yeah.
true. It's like, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
You just reply that to it. Like, if someone like needs
yeah.
something from you, you're just
genie,
the, yeah, and you're
done.
Okay, yeah. done.
Your wish is my command.
I love that.
I've been doing the standing girl.
Just
oh,
straight,
yeah.
like, yeah.
And then I have the fingers crossed.
That's a good one.
I've been trying to hang out with people a lot lately, and
like,
maybe
please,
that's like, come on, please. Usually doesn't happen. And then the laptop one. I don't know.
Oh.
I also love the one where it's like the girl behind the laptop.
Mm-hmm. I see like her. Yeah.
Okay. What was the last text in the group chat?
Okay. So my group chat is my friend Dylan and his girlfriend Christina, and they also both work for me. Ooh. So it's like my besties. They're my besties, but Christina's my assistant. Dylan does my merch.
Business besties.
Okay. So I was playing Minecraft last night with Julian on stream.
Right.
And I looked down at my phone for 2 seconds on stream, and Dylan texted me, said, "You looking at your phone like you ain't got the Ender Dragon to kill. Get to work, soldier." And that was the last, text in this group chat.
That's good.
And then I read that out loud on stream. I'm like, what the fuck is he texting me for?
I want to talk to you about your early internet days before you were a creator.
Okay.
What were you doing on the internet when you were first getting access? What was your day in the life?
So back in the day, way back in the day, my mom was kind of one of those moms that I wasn't sheltered, but like she didn't want me listening to like all the new like music that was coming out. Mm. So like all the girls would be on the playground like singing Britney Spears, and I'd be like,
I'd be like,
I'm like, I don't know that one. And so stuff like that, I feel like I wasn't like super online, but I do remember when we would go to school and we would be in the computer lab, right?
Yeah, love the computer.
YouTube was not blocked on the computer lab. Yeah, this was probably like fifth grade, I'd say. Maybe fifth or, no, when, yeah. Like
yeah, yeah,
fifth
yeah.
Or sixth. 2005? I'm like, that's like, yeah.
That's around when YouTube was out.
So I remember, this was one of my like first memories of like me unlocking like the internet and music. One of my friends, Kenny, he was next to me and he had his headphones in and we're all playing like cool math games or whatever the fuck. And he was like, listen to this. And he gives me one of the headphones and he puts on Chain Hang Low. I don't know if you guys remember that song. And I was like, what is this funky beat I'm hearing in my ears? I literally was like, oh my God. And we were watching the music video. I was like, whoa. And then that was like one of my earliest memories of like using the internet like for not school stuff, I feel like. Yeah.
Chain Hang Low is just a core memory of YouTube. That's awesome. For me, I think my first YouTube experience, I was in sixth grade. And because I think we're 1 year apart. I'm 1 year older than you. So it's like around the same time.
Yeah.
Probably like the same day, probably. This girl was like, you should go home and search shoes on YouTube.
Classic.
And I was like, what is this? What the hell? And yeah, that changed my life.
Mine was muffins.
Muffins!
Charlie the Unicorn, yeah.
Liam Kyle Sullivan, who edited for Smosh.
Really?
Yeah, we worked with him for a while. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, all those videos, those like OG videos, it's like everyone knew them.
Yes.
Like everyone. Mm-hmm. Those first like 10 YouTube videos ever. Yeah. Like the Harry Potter one with the puppets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Song. I'm like, we all knew it. We all knew it.
All did.
What is that mysterious ticking noise?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's it. That's the one.
Yes.
Yep, that's the video. You quoted it.
So funny. Okay, and so when did you get a, did you ever have a MySpace or anything like that?
No, I didn't do MySpace, but I kind of missed that. Like, I feel like I was a little too late to the party with that one. Mm. But I had Facebook. So my first, and again, my mom didn't want me to have Facebook. So I remember I made my Facebook account at my friend Tiffany's house on her family computer. Mm-hmm. And I made my name Emily Lautner, like Taylor Lautner, because I loved Taylor Lautner back in the days. And I was like, my mom is never going to find this. And she has like no social media. So she wouldn't ever been able to figure it out probably anyway. So I don't know what I was so scared for. But I remember getting Facebook and being like, guys, add me. My name's Emily Lautner.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Facebook
about
was my
that.
First social media, probably. Well, besides like AOL or AIM or whatever.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Were you a status poster on Facebook?
Oh my God. I wouldn't shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about?
I have screenshots like of some of my old ones. Like literally it would be so cringe. I literally would be like, okay, so I had this phase where, cause you know how when you post a status on Facebook, it says like your name and then the thing that I would do like, it would have my name and I'd be like, is something.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, oh girl, shut up.
Yeah, for a long
like,
time the is was auto-populated right there.
Yeah.
Chance McCurry is.
Yes.
Right.
And so what were you doing?
So I was just posting like very ominous, like sad. And first of all, I'm like, girl, I didn't even have a man or a love interest or anything at this time, but I would be posting, I'd be like, just like really sad lyrics with like a broken heart, like, you know, and like, just very like sad. Like, I don't even, I'm like, what was I fucking sad about? It's like, what was I sad about? Let me see.
Teenage hormones. We're just sad.
Cause I've, that page is like long gone now. Unfortunately, I'm like, I couldn't even bear to look at it. Cause it was just so, it was so cringe, but let me see.
I want to download all my data of my Facebook and like archive it and then delete it.
I don't want to see it all.
Like just posting anything. Okay, so my best friend Dylan, we've known each other like our whole lives. Like this is just a random one. When I searched Facebook in my photo roll, I said, at the mall with this whore. I'm like, literally. And then wait, this is killing me so bad. Then in the comments, he goes, yes, I am a whore. I said, obviously, where are you? I don't see you. Mind you, like public comments. Like,
yeah. And
he goes, at the Mac store. And then I said, really? Me too. Oh, look, you're right next to me. Funny meeting you here.
Ew.
Oh, like everyone is seeing this, by the way.
Oh my God.
And we're taking pictures on photo booth, not buying a fucking MacBook. Yep. Of course, we're just sitting there taking pictures. Like
that was always the, I had so much fun doing that. Going and playing in the Apple store and then running down to the Sephora and putting the samples right onto your skin.
So fun.
And the food court getting the samples of the Chinese food.
Oh, my samples. God. Samples?
Yes. Yeah, chicken.
Yeah, yours didn't do that? The chicken samples?
Toothpick and the chicken.
Oh, maybe.
We would get like way more than we should have.
Oh,
like,
yeah. We would do slacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Days. Loved them all.
Oh, yeah. I should go.
I think the mall is coming back.
You think the mall is coming back?
I've been to a couple malls over the past couple months. It seems like the malls are a great time. It does feel like they feel full. Like, I'm like, whoa, we're back. I went to a Red Robin up in far away from here, because there's not a Red Robin.
I was gonna say that's.
But it was like a traditional, like 1980s, 1990s shopping mall, packed. There was not a parking spot there.
Okay,
malls are back, baby.
Okay, I love to see that because I feel like here people are like the Century City Mall, and I'm like, okay, but like, what happened to just like a normal mall?
Sure,
you know,
it's true.
So that makes me happy to see that.
I do like an inside mall, like the Glendale Galleria.
Sure.
It's like online shopping, but in real life.
But in real life, yeah. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy concept.
It's like you don't even have
You don't have to return stuff if it doesn't fit. You just put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Crazy. How do we think of this sooner?
Ugh, yeah. If there was ever an event, it's nice to go to a mall because you have so many tries. Mm-hmm. So many shops you can go in and try something weird.
That's one thing though that I didn't like when I was younger is like if you needed an outfit for something and just going store to store.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it's just nothing's working out. Like, oh, prom dress shopping. Oh my God. Oh. Like just kill me now. I hated that so bad. And like my mom, for some reason, we brought the whole family. I'm like, grandma's here. Everyone's here. Everyone's putting their 2 cents. And they're like, try this one. I'm like, that one's so ugly. I don't want to do it. Like, I just get so overwhelmed.
What color did you wear?
Well, I'm like, which prom? Because I went to, I'm like, so popular. Right? No, I did go to a few proms.
I went to a few proms too.
I had a silver dress once. I had a pink dress. Like, and that's probably about it. Like, so I went to I'm like, yeah. So it was pretty cool.
No, that's great. No, all my friends in high school, they all wanted to go to Windsor for their homecoming dresses and stuff. And like,
what's that?
Windsor, it is a store.
It's like Fashion Nova before Fashion Nova was that, with also it's like a little like less.
Yeah. It's like a lot of just like school dance.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like,
very straight homecoming dresses and skirts and and I think they've broadened their stuff now, but like it used to be like only homecoming and prom stuff.
Like in the back it was all like the long dresses and stuff.
I used to fuck up a Fossil.
Fossil.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about Fossil.
Wait, yes, was Fossil the one that was like the big store that had like everything was organized by color?
There was a lot of watches.
No, that was Charlie.
A lot of wallets.
Yeah, there was a store that was called
Charming
Charlie?
When I used to go to Myrtle Beach, oh my God, I used to hit that bitch up. I was like, we're going to Charming Charlie's.
It was huge, right?
What is this? Clothing?
It would be, like, the one in our mall was, like, they'd have entire sections all being, like, coral.
It's very, like, it's, like, kind of a southern-ish
it's
thing.
It's very, like,
mid, like, there wasn't any on, like, the East Coast.
You get, like, a watch, a bracelet.
Yeah, I got a watch from there.
A hat, and they could all be, like, they'd all be, like, peach color.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was either like peach or turquoise. Like that yeah. was, yeah. But everything was color coordinated.
Mm.
So Facebook, were you a Tumblr girly at all?
Yes, I was a Tumblr. Yeah, I loved Tumblr.
Did you post or did you reblog mostly?
Mostly reblogging, but I do remember at one point, me and some friends wanted to, we were like, we're going to be famous. And we started this like summer themed Tumblr.
Ooh.
And we would just like take pictures of like the freaking ocean and just stupid shit. Yes. And just us like at the beach, like thinking we were going to go like, I think one of our posts did get like a couple reblogs. Okay. So I was like, okay. But I do remember starting, there was, you know, me and my my co-owner of that Tumblr page. We did. Yeah, that was huge for me.
I love that. No, Tumblr was such a place of like you could put effort in and it mm-hmm. would show up. I think me and my friends tried to make a meme page, like our own. There was that weird time where there was like the reptile or like every, do you know the memes on Tumblr where it's like the raptor, the forever alone face, the angry wolf, and it was like, they would put text top and bottom on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Raptor.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, not the full body.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. If I drink water and breathe air, does a fish drink air and breathe water?
Okay, so you guys would like make your own versions
yeah,
of those?
Yeah, I think we had our own like animal that we were going to try and like, this is going to be
he's the new one.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, I think a couple did okay.
Advice animals, that's what they were called. Okay.
We've really come a long way in terms of comedy.
Oh, I know. Man.
Oh, that freaking baby.
The
one,
baby
please.
Spilled something in my car. Actually had napkins on the glove box.
Oh, God.
That is so millennial.
It's so millennial. It hurts.
It really
No, literally
is.
Hurts.
It's like, I feel like a lot of millennial humor is just like stating things out loud, mm-hmm. which you know what? We need more of that.
Yeah.
Let's say things out loud. Let's not take things for granted. I love it. I change full way.
Actually, I love it. And it's like, and you don't even have to overthink it. You know what yeah. I mean? It's like the joke's right there in front of your face. Like there's no,
that's
yeah.
so true. And yeah. now Jen Alpha's like, zark, 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 and fark. It's like, what is zark, 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 and fark? Because you actually didn't say any words that you know or that I know.
Nope.
You're right. And you're right.
There's going to be a meme. It's like, when my zark, zark be farking.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one.
My zarks are the one. There you go. Okay, so you are a Twitch streamer and mm-hmm. a YouTuber.
Yes.
You managed to do both, and you yes. do them both very well.
Thank you.
Who were the first YouTubers you watched?
First YouTubers I watched. Okay, Smosh was up there. I mean,
oh,
I
really?
Would, yes, yes, yes. I wouldn't say, okay, I wouldn't say I was like watched every single video, but definitely some of my like early memories of like me liking creators was like their early, like the Pokemon videos mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. my being like, what the hell? These guys are cool. Probably, I'm trying to think like early on. Jenna Marbles. I would watch some Jenna. I would watch, I loved Markiplier. That was like a little bit like a couple years
later,
after that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like super big. Again, my mom wasn't like, I didn't get too much screen time. So I would take what I can get. So I wasn't like super like really big into like anyone. I would like casually watch. I feel mm-hmm. like some people.
Were you
so.
On a family computer?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I was on the family computer. So sometimes my dad would be like, hey, I gotta work. I'd be like, okay. Close addicting games. I'm like, fine. Like, okay, you know. So
your mom was very aware of your computer usage and like how much you took in and stuff. And I feel like you as a creator now have good boundaries and a good way of going about posting and mm-hmm. being a creator online. I feel mm-hmm. like that's interesting how those kind of coincide.
Yeah, I like, know. Because I'm like, I try not to like overdo it. And I mm-hmm. feel like I'm someone who gets like overwhelmed pretty easily. So I'm like, if I get to that point, I'm like,
yeah,
taking a break. I'm like, guys, taking a break. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like you're very intentional. Like mm-hmm. you had this big explosion, which is so cool that it was like your fans that made mm-hmm. you go viral. Just like your people love you. And that just like, they showed the world who you were. And I think
what
that's so
cool. What was the moment that you're like, oh, I went viral. Like, oh, this is it.
I'd say the blind box, the Christmas yeah. tree blind box. There's this video where I pulled two of the same.
The one that you
box.
Hated.
Yeah, and I hated it. And like somebody, and it's funny because my original video that I posted of that wasn't even the one that went super viral. It was an edit that somebody made of
no.
it that went
yeah.
like, and they made it very like more ominous and like sad. And it was like,
yeah.
like all this music in the background and stuff. And it was so funny. So that was what went like super viral. And I feel like I had a couple moments like before then, but nothing like to that level. And I feel like it just started like driving people over to my Twitch and my YouTube. I feel like people saw that clip and then they were like, they would make more clips. Like they would watch my YouTube shit and then people would be posting like more clips. So it was like people were finding like stuff that was like a little older. And then they were like just now like starting to find my stuff. So it was
pretty cool. It's like you and Ash, we both kind of had that formula where it's like your viewers were like, guys,
the ones clipping it.
It's really cool. That was really explosive and really fast. But I feel like you became very intentional and careful like from the get. And like, I feel like you have a very healthy relationship and it feels like your community is very understanding. And so that's gotta be really nice.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
What were your early YouTube watches? Were you watching a lot of YouTube in the beginning?
I wasn't watching a lot of YouTube. I would see the viral ones.
Yeah, that's why I was like, stuff like that.
But other than that, I wasn't really watching YouTube. I was actually reading a book. Just kidding.
Okay. Wake that up.
You were doing plays.
I wasn't doing plays until like seventh grade. I was also a good student.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, a lot of people think I was a theater kid just because of like the stuff I do now, but I never did. And I'm kind of sad I didn't. You know, I kind of look back and I'm like, why didn't you? You know what? I can. You know what?
That's so
never too late.
I can, right? I'm like, it's never too late.
It's never too late. What did you do in high school? What were you into?
What the fuck was I? I'm like, girl, I was just there. I was like, I dropped out. I dropped out my senior year. I was almost there too. So I kind of just didn't give a fuck. I literally was just like there to just be there. And I played volleyball for like a year.
Okay.
I was just there.
What position? Where were you?
I was in the back serving.
Okay, serving.
Yeah, I was serving. And then once I got, because I couldn't jump well. So once I got to like the front row, they were like, all right, sub her out. I was like, okay, you know what? And that's so real.
Because you rotate.
Yeah.
I played a little volleyball too.
I was like, that's so real. But I got class clown. I'm like,
oh my God, congratulations. Yeah,
thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, one of my biggest accomplishments.
Best clown. I got most mischievous.
That's cute, though.
That's weird. Like
that. What do you think that means?
I don't know. You be pranking people?
Yeah, mischievous.
I never pranked anyone.
Okay, that's weird. I got most likely to be famous.
Okay.
Ew. And you kind of were manifesting it for yourself, too, with you and your friends. We're going to be famous on Tumblr.
Boom. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
boom.
You probably
am. Exactly.
There you go.
You gotta do work now?
Yeah.
What is this?
I gotta work.
Okay.
There's a cameo that's about to expire. Isaac is a big fan and loves you and Angela. I mean, me too, but that's besides the point. It would just be awesome. I'm so sorry.
No,
you guys
oh my God. No,
talking.
Okay. No, no, yeah.
I actually gotta make a call.
It would just be awesome if you did something special for him for his 27th birthday. Okay, great.
You know, I'm gonna make a call really quick.
Hi, Isaac. Hey, man. Happy birthday, 27. That's a great year. I remember when I was 27. I had a great year, and I think you're gonna have one too. This message is from Sydney. She says, "Hey, oh, sorry, my friend's on my phone. My friend's not on my phone. That would be ridiculous because I'm recording the cameo. My friend is on the phone while I'm recording the cameo, which is what's going on here. So, and I'm actually I have to get back to set. So I'm just gonna leave you with this. Baby No Money's on the other line right there. I think he's FaceTiming.
What the hell? Hey.
Hey, Isaac, have a great birthday. Wish you the best.
Sorry, Chance is doing cameos.
Sorry, it's about to expire, so I have to do it now. And Sydney loves you. Okay, bye, dude.
Wrap it up.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
I was trying to hit 1 minute.
Okay. Baby No Money, I wanted to get you back because you be FaceTiming Vanilla at random times.
Hey, man, happy birthday, 27.
Sorry.
Pranked ya, now we got you back.
Yeah, I've been so busy. I'm out in London right now.
What time is it over there?
A nightmare.
7 p.m. It's in the evening right now, right?
It's about 25 past 7.
Why are you hyperventilating, Joe? Did you like that?
Is it a British accent? Yes. Baby No Money with a British accent? I'm
okay.
Wet.
I'm so sorry for that. Dance is wet. Okay. Have fun. I hope your tour is going well.
Yeah, love you guys. Thanks for the call.
Love you, buddy. Of course. Good to see you, too.
Bye. Love you, bye.
Okay. Sorry. I thought it'd be funny to get him back.
Prank him back.
I thought that was crazy when he FaceTimed.
So you are mischievous.
Ooh. Wow.
Whoa.
That's insane that you said that, Chance. Well, okay. Ew. Vanilla, what was your most recent Google search?
I'm scared of mine.
Also, yeah, I wanted to FaceTime Baby No Money because Baby No Money be FaceTiming Vanilla at times that are crazy.
Yes. He always catches me my worst moments. But, like, it's so good. I'm like, and I always answer because I'm like, oh, he probably just has to ask me a question or something. And it never is that. I'm like, it's always just, like, some outrageous shit. I'm like, oh, hey. He'll like, I'm, like, on the screen at his concert. I'm like, oh, shit, hey. Like, it's just, like, always some or some bullshit.
You're on the Megatron. Like, the
yeah.
Or wait, is that what it's called? Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Megatron. The on the Megatron.
Okay, my most, this is such a sad Google search. Greek yogurt as sour cream.
Ugh.
Greek that yogurt sucks. As sour it, cream.
It did kind of suck. And the answer was to put lemon juice in it to make it more kind of taste like sour cream.
Oh, like more
cream.
Acidic. That's, I get that. I was recently looking to see if you could make like Alfredo sauce with cottage cheese or something like that.
Sure,
because cottage cheese is just such a great healthy alternative for stuff like you were saying earlier. Okay. And that's, and that's your journey.
Yeah.
I don't like the lumps in cottage cheese.
I can't do
that. I know. It is a little... If you're a texture it's person, gnarly. I could completely understand. I could completely understand. It is a little gnarly.
I have to drown it and hide it.
Yeah. Okay. Or like blend it or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I put it in chili once.
Oh.
Okay. That's, yeah. You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know. It just kind of makes it look a little gray. What's your bedtime phone routine, Vanilla?
I have the thing where it's like the sleep setting on. So it'll like automatically go into do not disturb at like 1:30 a.m.
Nice.
1:30.
Wow.
I say like I stay up. Well, okay, that's like around when I try to go to bed.
Oh, I guess I should. Yeah. Is that, okay, cool. I go to bed at like 9:30.
Oh, God. I feel like, well, if I'm streaming, I get off stream usually around like 11.
Okay.
And then I'll kind of like, you know, I don't really do shit after. I'll just like fucking chill in bed and then I'll scroll a little bit, you know, if there's something, anything I got to get done. And then that's it. But like, I got to put the phone down before I go to bed. Like, or if I'm like, then I'm like, I won't get tired. So I got to put the phone down. And then
you put it on nighttime mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody's getting in contact with me. So
do you got a skincare routine?
I do. Yeah. I'll do like Anua. Have you heard of it? It's like this Korean skincare, but I just bought a bunch of shit from them. The pads, the Medicube. Okay. Those two. I just bought those. I'm like, I will buy anything that I see. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll try it.
The videos worked on me. Yeah. I've been using them for like 2 weeks and I feel good.
Yeah. So, my skin was like really fucking up at one point and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I'm over here thinking that it's like something with like my skin, but it turned out it just was like food and stuff like that, because it really can affect like your skin.
Yeah.
So I spent all this fucking money on these products, and I mean, I'm still using them. I'm like, well, fuck it, I spent the money on them, but I don't think that was like the root issue.
So interesting.
Yeah, I'll do nothing like crazy though. I'm like, I gotta keep it relatively simpler. I won't do it. Like, it can't be anything too crazy. Like, I'll do a toner, a serum, a moisturizer, a little Aquaphor on the lips, call it a day.
I love it. Glob up the lips.
Yeah, you got to.
Mask. What are the apps that you have docked at the bottom of your phone?
Phone, like calling.
Yes.
Safari, messages, and Spotify.
Okay.
Those are my four.
Safari, eh?
Yeah, I'm always Googling. No Google Chrome, though. You think I feel like...
Yeah, you're Googling, but no Google Chrome.
No Google Chrome.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah. They used to say that Safari was, like, not as safe or, like, not as fast.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's accurate anymore.
I'm like, hey, this is the one that my phone came with.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm seeing a lot of ads. It's like, Safari is the one that doesn't, like, track all your things. Like, your incognito mode. Google is still tracking you.
I always forget to do that. I'm like, I do everything.
Yeah.
Cognito. I'm like, incognito. I just have it in normal. I'm like, yeah.
What's the opposite of incognito?
I'm like, I have it in
cognito.
Yeah. Outcognito.
Magneto.
Magneto. Magneto. Megatron.
Megatron. Magneto.
If you had an iPhone as a teenager, do you think you would have had Omegle in the bottom apps on your phone?
I would have.
Yeah. Did you ever go on Omegle?
I did. I would do it. It was like a friend's activity. Yes. So like when friends would come over, we'd like go on Omegle. Like,
Yeah.
Such a thrill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
such
like a thrill. You'd be like, oh my God. Yeah.
You scream and then you click off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And secretly you're like, go back.
You're like, wait, get back.
Go back.
Yeah. That was definitely the friend hangout. That was what we did. Like nothing to do. Let's go on Omegle.
Yeah. When it's no longer the family computer and it's a friend's like MacBook.
I had a friend who dated someone that they met on Omegle.
No way.
They like connected on Omegle and then my friend's internet shut down. And then he like immediately loaded it back up and went right back onto Omegle and started like clicking through until he found him. And they found each other again.
No way. Okay, that's actually kind of sweet.
I know.
And so then they eventually met in real life?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, how long were they together?
Happily ever after.
They were not, they're not together anymore.
Oh, imagine.
But it would have been fun though, right?
Yeah.
So
well,
fun.
The story's still cute. Ooh,
yeah.
The story's still cute.
Memories. What has, in your opinion, gotten better about the internet recently?
Oh my God, is it so bad that I feel like I'm like, okay, what has gotten better? Because I feel like so much shit, I'm like, worse, worse, worse.
Yeah. No, it's real.
I feel like it's easier to edit stuff now. Like, I feel like anyone could, like, just edit some shit on their phone. And yeah, it's not like you could do it in, like, TikTok or whatever. Like, it's not as, like, complicated, yeah, I feel like, as it used to be.
Yeah, no, because iMovie on the iPhone was ass.
Yeah.
Ass. Ow. And then there was this one app called Video Shop that I used for a long time before there was a CapCut or any of those. Mm-hmm. That was, like, all I had. And even that was like so hard. And it was like one kid who made this app to help pay for his mom's medical bills.
Oh, really?
Kept adding more and more features all the time. And then even after I stopped using it, I still pay the
thing.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Know?
But CapCut and like all those other editing apps on the phone now are so good.
It's just easy. Yeah.
Intuitive.
So cool. I love making like long form vertical videos now because you can do so much with it. Mm-hmm. Like you can even make gaming videos. Like you can do picture in picture. It's crazy. It's
do you guys
very
get
impressive.
Served those verticals?
Huh?
Narrative verticals.
What's narrative that? Verticals.
It's like TV but verticals. It's like my coworker's son I fall in love with. And it's like,
I get like ads for, but somebody just announced that they're doing like a vertical series, like a full series. I forget.
Yeah.
There's a lot of full series. That. It's like,
that's
you
crazy.
Know,
where it's like the hallmark of
water power yeah. guy in the land of
fire.
Yeah. In the land of fire. It's like literally that, you know,
before I deleted TikTok, I started getting served a lot of like vertical dramas.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's like sci-fi ones, there's fighting ones.
Yeah, and I think there's just like a lot of women getting like hit. A
lot of shirtless guys for me.
What is this? A lot of shirtless guys. And yeah. A lot of fighting. I was like, this is...
A lot of fighting.
I was like, I don't know. I kind of treat vertical dramas like AI, where as soon as I see it, I hit not into
I'm
blocking
that's
it.
That's fair.
That's not what I want.
It gives AI, though. There's something so AI
even
about it.
Even though they're
it.
Real, yes. There are people who give AI. I'm like, you're not a real person. Like, I know we're meeting in real life,
but you're AI.
You're AI.
Yeah. No, we have... Some of our camera crew, like, when they're working on other jobs, it's vertical content, and they're like, yeah, it's kind of rough out there. It's just like a different type of content. Some of them are kind of just like softcore porn. Like,
yes,
yeah,
a lot
simply,
of them.
I know.
Whatever you're into. Oof. Whatever you're into, but that's so valid. I think editing and then like, I feel like, I hate this, but like the targeted ads, it's like they know what I like.
They do. They've, oh, yeah,
what's
they've
got
gotten
you?
Me. One that got me recently, and this is so stupid, it's glue on bangs. Okay, but hear me out though. So it's for So if you have a wig, right? And some wigs are very expensive. So I'm like, okay, I don't always want to cut bangs into a wig.
Right.
But I saw there was an ad for lace front bangs, like just the bangs, and you could just pop it on and off. $20. I said,
oh,
sign me right up. Bought them, still haven't used them, but I have them. If
would
I ever
you put
need
them on with your hair, like
just like this?
Way.
If I just showed up like that today, I didn't say anything.
I would that's probably awesome. Be like, you must know something I don't,
right?
Like, and like, it probably okay. look good. What's your favorite fandom/fan base aside from your own?
Favorite fandom/fan base. Okay, recently I've been super into my friend Katie, Katie B. She's another streamer. She has been doing, it's called QSMP. It's a Minecraft server that's run by Quackity and like I think a few other people. Mm-hmm. It's like all this lore, like in. It's crazy. She got married to someone in the server, and then they captured him the next day, and she was a widow. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like all this. I'm like so invested in this damn Minecraft. I'm so invested in it.
Like,
oh my God. I'm like, what are they going to do with him? And it's just crazy. There's like all this, and there's like so many people in the server, but like kind of the rule of thumb is that like the chats aren't supposed to tell like the other players, like what's going on outside of the stuff that they're seeing in their POV. But yeah,
Like the role
I'm
playing.
Yeah, that's like my recent one that I've been like super invested in.
I love that.
Yeah.
See, I'd watch that over vertical drama.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's so good.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of reminds me of like the people who were doing Grand Theft Auto, like really
the role play. Yeah. That's fun too. I've always wanted to try that. I'm surprised I haven't tried that on stream. Mm-hmm. I love any like role play game or like so fun.
Yeah. I love the hospital, Ella Ivey. She like runs a hospital.
Ella Ivey,
like, what's that?
It's a creator. She does. Oh, maybe that's Roblox. It's Roblox.
Oh, love that. I've played the Roblox Hospital.
Yes.
That's fun. That's a fun one.
I will watch so many clips. Damn, that shit is so funny.
That one's fun.
So they all adhere to their roles. Like, there's surgeons, there's front desk people, there's people that come in as patients.
And it's so funny, too, because you still have, like, your stupid skins on.
Yes.
So it's like, why is there a horse in this hospital bed? Like, it's just, like, the dumbest shit.
Okay, get on the scale.
Yeah.
Okay, you're 400 pounds, you're a horse, you need to diet.
This is so fun. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, Roblox has a lot of good opportunities for role-playing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of watching stuff, I know that there's a certain app you enjoy that involves cats.
Yes.
Please tell.
Yes, okay. So there's this app. It's called Purr, okay? And it is... You scroll on it like you would TikTok, but it is live camera feeds of cats that you could feed them. And there's automatic feeders.
You can feed them.
And there's just, I'll show you right now.
What?
I'll show you right now. Look at
this.
You're
lying.
Yeah. I mean, you have to pay real money to feed them. But like $20.
We'll reimburse you for the
footage.
$20,
you could feed like 50 cats. Like it's,
wow.
So here's one right now. This little guy right here.
Oh, Luke.
Like, but he's already got a little food in there. So I think, he's drinking some water. He's good. Like, three of them in there.
Where are they?
They're like in like Thailand or somewhere, I think. It's like somewhere where it's already dark over there. Like other side of the world somewhere, but...
Not the 4U page for cats.
I'm like, and yes! I'll wait. Oh, this guy. Oh, we got to feed him right now. He's
no
hungry.
Way.
Look, he has no food in his bowl. Look. And you could change the camera angle. Watch this. Okay, feeding 10 grams of kibble now. Look. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. And then look. Wait for it to change. It'll be like up close in his face eating the
Oh, that's so
that.
Cute. Oh,
isn't that
he
so funny? Look at him.
That.
And the name of the, it's so funny because it's like kind of like botched translations of the names of the places. Oh. This one is called Big Mouth Full Meow House. That's the name of this page, this guy's page. So yeah. And then they just have a little snack and sometimes you'll scroll and there's like dogs. I'm like, okay, who the f-? Like,
it's like,
okay, that's just a big cat.
The app is called, the app is called Purr.
I'm like, what are you doing
bark.
Here? Yeah. So, oh, look, what the fuck, like, look at him.
Now, what is he doing?
Big ass dog.
You
like,
are not a cat.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You are not.
Exactly. Exactly.
What the hell?
So, it's pretty fun. It's so fun. You never know what you're going to see on there.
Wow. See, that's wholesome as hell.
Yeah.
That reminds me of like where you can watch the live stream of those bald eagles or.
Alveus has the
Alveus.
Yeah.
The I need to one. Put those on more often.
Yeah.
Just
they're
have
like relaxing
on.
And nice. They're like nice to watch.
Yeah. Okay. This one says, can we see the last selfie you took?
Oh, sure. Let's go see. The last selfie I took.
And if you want a cameo, I can give you a discount.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I was actually going to ask you that after. That was
perfect.
My
and also, he has a live streamer. If you want to feed him a little treat, he'll.
Yeah.
Perfect. You got an app of your own. Okay. I've been doing like a vlog thing. So it's like a lot of videos of me, but selfie. Okay. Let's find my last selfie. Wow. I really haven't taken a selfie in a while.
Let's see it then. Wow.
Yep.
I love the headscarf.
And this is actually, I did this bikini with Voight. It's super cute.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I didn't get one of those.
And a little headscarf.
So cute.
Yeah.
You've gotten to do so many cool photo shoots.
It's been so fun. Half the time I'll be like, a brand will reach out about something. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm interested. They're like, and we're going to do a photo shoot. I'm like, yes. I'm like even more excited. I'm like,
yes.
It's so fun. I know.
Yeah. And you've done, okay. So you had one, I forget which, it was a magazine that literally they went to your apartment, right? And shot there.
Yeah, it was Teen Vogue. Yeah, it was crazy.
Teen Vogue?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
That's so fun.
Which is so cool. It was like one of my first things ever, too. This was like pretty early on into like stuff blowing up for me. Mm-hmm. And Teen Vogue was like, hey, we want to... I was like, what the hell? Yeah, so they like came... But they wanted it to be very like seem... Not like super like... Yeah. So they came to my apartment and like I self-styled. I did my own makeup and they were just like, yeah, just... They took pictures of me and it was cool.
There was another one. Wasn't there another big one that you did recently?
I did Boy Smells recently.
What's a brand that you really want to work with? Like, or a brand that you're like, I want to do their photo shoot.
I fucking love Vivienne Westwood. That's like dream brand. Oh, for a while, I love Heaven Marc Jacobs too, but I did get to shoot with them, which was incredible. That's that was sick. Like something that was like, I was like, but I just love like, yeah, like fun, cool brands like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you like editorial vibes?
Yeah, really I feel like that's something too. Yeah, I'm like so like down to like try something like cool like that. Cause I'm like, it's not something that like maybe I would think of, but like if they show me a vision board and they're like, I'm like, yeah, I'll try. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just cool and different. Why not?
I love that. Is modeling something like that you would enjoy doing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you do. I think I'd have fun.
Thank you.
I actually have a picture of you in my camera roll. I think it's the hottest picture of you.
I'm like, show me.
It is the hottest picture of you, in my opinion, but you can guess which one you think it is.
Guess which one I think. It's on my Instagram?
I screenshotted it over my Instagram.
Good luck.
Okay.
Chance knows which one it is because it was my okay. I'm sorry. I'm literally self-reporting right now.
What do I feel like it's me in like some sort of cosplay or me like a mask version of myself or something? Have you seen me as Guy Fieri?
No.
It's pretty hot if I'd say so myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was my background for a very long time. Actually, this is a screenshot of it as my background.
Really?
You holding your kitty cat and you look so cool. And it was just for a merch shoot, right?
Yeah, that was just like in my apartment too.
Really? Photo I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
So bad.
Thank
like baddie
you.
Bad. I love it. It's so mommy and daddy at the same time.
Thank you. Oh, that's exactly what I try to, that's like, that's the best compliment you could have given me.
I'm glad. Yeah, we need to learn. We need to do some crazy merch shoots. We always are on like a yellow background.
Yeah,
but it's like that's you keep it simple so that they're like focusing on the shirt. You
it's
know,
true.
That's kinda,
it's true.
Okay.
But
it's
also true. You're like okay. you were like yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm like yeah. you were like wait, so I want to be a dragon. I want scales.
Yeah. Yes. Mallory knows what she's doing.
That would be funny as fuck. You're in full prosthetic, but like you're still just in a normal background.
Oh my god.
Don't even address the fact that
Baldur's Gate.
That's kind of like yeah, yeah.
Wait, that's
full
really
dragon
cool.
prosthetic, like yes. like scales the
like,
face,
looks amazing like yes. like Smosh hoodie, like a Smosh basic hoodie.
Yes,
so good.
The Next Essentials line.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Like the Baldur's Gate dragon, where it's like yeah. super like jawline.
Mm-hmm. Angela's like some kind of tentacle monster.
Yes,
and Kraken.
We have like a whole system with like a white psych or a yellow psych that we take mm-hmm. pictures on. But your merch is awesome.
Thank you.
I love the have you seen this man?
That started off as a joke. That was a joke for when I did a Halloween show. That was like, it was like the Halloween IRL. Like you have to get it here. Like I'm selling it at the place. Shirt. And people loved it so much. They were like, please put it on the site. I was like, okay, fine. So that's like one of my, it's so silly. It's one of my best selling shirts. They love that. Yeah.
Beware of vanilla.
Yeah, that's and that good. Picture itself was taken on one of those cameras that like prints out like on receipt paper.
Yes, yeah. We had some
so,
of those. It makes everyone look like they stole from a restaurant.
It's rough.
Literally, I just robbed a freaking
that's
Denny's.
So
like,
yeah, that's yeah. a great show.
Okay, tell me more about your shows too, because you've been you recently, as of before recording this, you did Emo Night, right?
Yes.
And you did a Valentine's show where mm-hmm. it's like you're DJing and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Tell me
so
about these.
So that's the thing. I'm like, would I call myself a DJ? No, because I don't actually DJ. I'm like, here's the thing. I don't actually DJ. I'm up there. I click play. I'm like, woo. But that's like, you know what? I'm like,
you're
I'm just here
the
for
vibes.
The vibes. And I'm very open and honest about that. I'm like, yes, do I want to get better at actually DJing? Yes. If I had to, like, gun to my head, if they were like, fucking do a set right now, okay. I would be able to, like, kind of, like, do okay. a couple things, but I feel more comfortable having a mix made or having someone else up there with me. One of my mm-hmm. friends, Ketchup, he's an amazing DJ and he's also a really great producer. So what he does a lot of the times, he'll either be up there with me and I'll be like, do this one next.
I
or
like it.
I'll send him a playlist and I'm like, I want it to start with this song, like this, and then he just makes it into a mix.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's incredible. He's really good at it. So yeah, a lot of the stuff, like for Emo Night, I just had a mix made. And yeah. Emo Night, too, they're not, since it's not like a super, like, people are just there to hear the music. They're not right. necessarily there for, like, good transitions and shit
yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
especially with that, like, genre of music.
Yeah, it's the nostalgia.
So, yeah, it's the yeah. nostalgia at all. So a lot of, like, that when they have, like, creators and stuff come for Emo Night, like, Emo Night, they're like, they're cool as f***. They're like, you can fucking just, you can click play and then click play on the next one. We don't care. Like, just keep, it doesn't
yeah,
have
yeah.
to be all fancy. But I was like, no, I want it to be like a cool, like, mix. So I did a mix for that. And it was, everyone seemed to like it. It was pretty fun.
That's so fun. Do you like doing those shows?
It's so much fun. Yeah. My Halloween one was my first one. And that one, I like, was fucking shitting myself because it sold out in like 3 minutes, which is fucking insane.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, y'all don't even know if it's going to be good. I'm like, I've never even been on the damn, I'm like, I've been on the stage. Like, y'all don't even know if it's going to be good. But it was awesome. It was so much fun. And then for the Valentine's Day one, I feel like I was a little more like relaxed. It was at the same venue. So I was like, okay, I know what's going on. Like, I know what to expect. So for the Valentine's Day one, it was a little more like I got to enjoy it more and like have fun.
Yeah.
I was just so nervous.
You had a bunch of friends come up too.
Yeah. It was so fun. Yeah. And just like random, like for the Halloween one, I was like, okay, guys, we need to find somebody who has a really fucking cool Five Nights at Freddy's fucking animatronic suit. Like, I'm just like, I have these random ass things on my list that I wanted like to for people to come on stage, and I got pretty much all of them. It was awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, so
sounds like you're a great like creative director. You're building a show. That sounds so sick.
Yeah.
Cool. So you like the live stuff?
Yeah, I'm doing another set tomorrow. Actually, I'm doing a set. Yeah, I'm doing for Euphoria and Half Magic, like the makeup brand that does all like the glitter and all that stuff. They're throwing a party at a strip club. I'm like, well, sign me up. I'm like, that's right up my alley.
I'd be upset.
Yeah, I'd be upset if you didn't fucking call me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. I know that's going to be fun.
That's so fun. You have a lot of cool stuff coming up, huh?
Yeah, I know. Oh. It's so fun.
Yeah, apparently you're the prettiest girl in America.
Yeah, I am. I know. I'm like, hey, thank you. Yes, me and Meg Stalter are officially the prettiest girls in America.
Yeah.
So. And just a random question. Who would you say is the prettiest boy in America?
I'd have to give it to you.
Can't stop.
That was better than the one.
That was a better moan.
Yeah, I like that one. Good one.
Oh my God. Wow. Chance, you got prettiest boy in America. How do you feel?
Peony.
Oh my God.
You only talk like that.
Yeah.
Pretty boy.
Ew, that's disgusting. Wow, that was so nice of you, Vanilla, to give him that.
Yeah.
You really didn't have to.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that can be in your bio now.
Yeah.
Prettiest boy in America.
Yeah.
So that was a big surprise that learning that you were on that song.
Yeah.
Megan Stalter. Yeah. And then is that something you're going to continue doing?
I do want to. So that's the thing. I feel like a lot of the music, the two songs that I've been in, Baby No Money's and Meg's, I'm like, it's more just like for the fucking shits and giggles of it all. But what I do want to like do my own stuff. And I've been talking about forever, like trying to do my own music. And some of the people that have been watching me on Twitch since the beginning know that I've like tried to fucking just record some bullshit on my phone. I'm like, God damn it. I need to get in the studio. This shit is hard. Like, it's just not possible. Like,
it's possible. You can do it.
It's true. Possible. I'm like, it is true. I'm like, Pink Pantherist, like her like OG shit. She used to do it. Like, I feel like I remember seeing something of her being like, yeah, I just used to do it on my fucking phone or some shit. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
It is wild. Or like Hemlock Springs.
Yeah. She's incredible too.
She would just look up tutorials on how to produce each, whatever song she wanted to learn. And like, that's how she learned how to produce.
It's so cool.
It blows my mind. Yeah. Because I share the same. I want to have a music part of my life. And it's hard, especially when you have other things that you're doing in your life.
Yes, exactly.
Have you ever done like a stream making music on stream?
No, but I do want to do that. That'd be really cool. I would just like need the software and all that stuff. I'm like, I don't even. I would just download like a janky one and just like fuck around with it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even have to be serious. But yeah, I am like actually working on like a real song right now. So.
Spicy. Oh my God, that'll be crazy for you one day to do live shows and you're like performing.
Yeah, I know. I might actually fucking shit myself. I'm like, that, I don't know. I'm like, it's funny because I'll like do like, I'll do like karaoke on stream and shit. Like,
yeah.
Even that, I'm like, guys, I'm nervous. I'm like, don't look at me. So I'm like, I don't think I'm like, that'd be scary.
You could be like lip sync.
Yeah, don't even.
Oh, you have a track.
Yeah.
Drag queen stuff.
But then I'm like, at that point, I feel like I'm going to have to like, if you're lip syncing it, I'm going to have to have like some crazy choreo.
Just do.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're going to have
to. Hear me out. And I have the little like Britney mic.
Hold on.
And I'm only lip syncing it because I have some crazy choreo.
I love that.
That's you.
Okay. And some crazy choreo. And it's the FNAF animatronics dancing with you.
Amazing. In the background. Way. Yeah. Amazing. I have all of them.
Do you watch a lot of movies or TV?
No, I don't. Wow. I just want to know what's funny because people like make fun of me, my community, because I am like the worst when it comes to like naming actors, or I'll like be like, I'll be so confident. I'm like, oh, that movie. Yeah, that's the one about. And they're like, baby, no, that is not the one. And I will be like, I have no fucking idea who anyone is. I've never seen any show or movie ever. Like, I really, it's so bad. It's so unfortunate.
That's bad. It's bad. Yeah. It's not necessary. You don't have to.
I did. There's this trivia channel that I watch on YouTube.
Okay.
And I'm like really fucking bad at it. I'll watch it on stream sometimes. And they actually asked me to like come and be in a video. And they had two options. They were like, you can do general knowledge or you can do movie trivia. And I was like, oh, I have to do the movie trivia because I don't know anything about movies. I was the second one out. I was the second.
You get out?
Yeah. Each round, somebody gets out. Damn. And then the winner like wins money. But
so question for you. Have you seen Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt?
No. I don't even know what that is.
You fool. You stupid, stupid
that is a good
fool.
That is actually a really good movie.
It's never, a great movie. Actually, come on. Live, even, die, repeat.
No, I've never even.
What the hell?
No, I know.
It came out in like 2000 something.
Like a while ago.
It's an amazing movie.
Time to watch it.
The aliens invade and then they experience time differently and there's the
it's
alphas.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Omegas. Yes. And
I haven't seen that one either.
Okay, so then, okay, because this movie, I had a bit of, there's hot women stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Emily Blunt is really hot.
Emily Blunt is my language.
The angel of whatever it's called. What's it called? What's
she's a queen.
The angel of whatever.
Darkness or something. No, sounds right.
No. So Groundhog Day is a guy who's stuck living the same day.
Isn't that Will Smith?
Don't you, that's Independence Day.
That's, and so it's Bill Murray in Groundhog
See, this
Day.
Is what I mean. This is what I mean. I'll be so confident. Oh, so it's literal groundhog.
Like Groundhog Day. I don't know why I said Groundhog's Day, because there's many groundhogs.
I thought it was Will Smith. I can't believe
What's that. Independence Day, where he says, welcome to Earth.
I don't even think I've seen that one either.
Okay, so then I'm going to ask you this. Because movies and TV.
Look, that's Independence Day.
That one's Independence
Day. Nope. Yeah. That's just,
okay, that's just
about
that's just
actual
pictures
Independence
of stock
Day.
Pictures of people on
There's no movie. Independence Day. Movie.
Okay, there we go.
Remember her?
Oh my God, she was a slay.
She
her wardrobe.
Mother.
She's gorgeous.
She was mothering indeed.
Does she die? Yes, I think she dies. Spoiler.
No,
not
die.
The character, I think so.
So wait. So you're saying you've not seen a lot of these movies? Mm-mm. For me, growing up, it was movies and TV that were like so clearly like my queer awakenings. Mm-hmm. So where were yours?
Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Awesome answer.
That's a great answer.
Awesome answer. Mm-hmm.
Sharkboy and Lava Girl. Easy.
Yeah.
Max is hot now.
Max is hot now?
Yeah.
Really?
Which one's Max? The main guy?
The blonde kid.
The kid?
Dream.
I thought Taylor Lautner sings Dream.
I don't remember.
But I just remember seeing both of them. I'm like, I want to kiss both of them when I was like 12.
Yeah, no, they're both beautiful.
Yeah.
When we were kids,
they?
I was like, wow.
They're children.
No, but when we were children.
When we were children. Also, I need that hair color. I'm like, I need that hair color.
Yes.
So fun.
Where is she? I feel like I saw a picture
What's
of her
deal?
And she has not aged a day.
Oh my God. Taylor Lautner, scroll down a little bit. Wow.
Okay, that's kind of a rough picture.
There was so many good years in between these two pictures. Can I see Max now? Max Sharkboy Lava Girl 2024. Are you guys ready for this?
2024?
Sure, 2024.
I have a glare.
I'm like, let's.
He's holding a fish, so you know he's hot.
What? Did you guys know that there's a Spy Kids reboot happening? Or that
I feel like
out?
I did hear.
I thought it already came out.
Yeah.
Didn't
it came out?
I can't believe
they came out.
Look, that's a Carmen? Handsome man.
Oh wow, yeah, she looks
good too.
Amazing. The actor that plays who?
Oh, was he in Hunger Games? No.
PETA?
PETA Malark.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, Chance.
God, I always impart too much Hunger Games knowledge on you guys.
I think one of my earliest queer awakenings was Sinbad.
I haven't seen that. Let me see. Can I see what that looks
Sinbad,
like?
Sinbad Woman. Search
okay.
Sinbad Woman.
So this movie is so interesting because it's half hand-drawn, half CGI.
I love
really?
That era
yes.
of movies, like
it
Anastasia.
Cool. And the cast for this movie is insane.
Yeah, the evil goddess
Ooh.
Of chaos.
Okay, I'm adding it to my watch list to watch.
You haven't seen this one?
No, I need to
rewatch it.
Sorry.
She's
She's
look
she
at
like
her.
Giant.
Oh, and wow. when you see her move, like her hair, it looks like it's underwater.
That's so cool.
And that dress.
Yes. They were trying out new gorgeous. Animation styles, and so they used half and half in this movie, which is...
Anastasia also had half and half.
Yeah, the art style. I haven't seen it, but I know which one you're talking about. The art style looks
similar.
Yeah.
I love her. I was her for Halloween when I had red hair for 5 seconds. You know what it's like to have red hair for 5 seconds?
Yeah, quite literally. Literally 5 seconds. I know. I'm like, every time I do it red, I'm like, okay, that's done.
What's been your favorite hairstyle that you've done in the last few years?
No cheating.
Like, do you like bleach? Do you like when it's like a little bit longer? Are you like wanting to have long hair? Because you do the wigs too, which I think is
I'm trying to grow it right now. So I'm trying to get back to the pixie, like the like curly pixie. I feel like that's just like, I like that. That's probably like my all around favorite. But then every now and then I'm like, I miss having the shave. So then I'll shave it. And then if I'm like, I want to put a wig on. I'm like, I feel like if I would have to pick one to wear forever, that would probably be the curly pixie.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like the one in the pic that I have.
Yeah, the one in the picture. Like, that one.
I've had that for like 6 years.
Yes. That one.
Look at it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. Good. I'm trying to get back to that. Give me a couple months.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Give me a couple months. I'll get there.
Do you have a wig install person?
I do. I do have a few, but I feel like a lot of the times I'll just fucking throw them on myself.
Yeah.
Especially when I have the shaved head. Oh, it's so easy.
I bet.
It's so easy. You don't even need to like braid your hair down or anything. You just pop the wig right on. But yeah, I do have a few. Like if I want, like I want it really stuck on there.
Okay.
I do. I will go get it installed, but I don't like to wear them for like more than a couple days. I'm like, like I don't like, cause you have to sleep with it on and everything. If
no way.
Yeah.
Can you shower with them on?
I mean, you could, but you're not really supposed to. I mean, like, you could wanted to, but I mean, like, I would just put like a shower cap on. But if you want, could get it wet essentially because the glue is waterproof. But I usually I'll install it where I won't use as strong of a glue so that I'll keep it on for like a day, maybe two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might hit you up because I might be potentially shooting a music video and I want to have like a bitchy bob.
Yes, that'd be so good. Yes. I have people for you.
Yeah. Okay. I will reach out.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing.
Ooh, fun.
Last question that I have for you. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit controversial, and if you want to move on, that is okay. But have you ever imagined what it would be like to be like 5 inches tall and interacting with like a donut, like, or like hanging around and being with like food?
Do you want to know what? I actually haven't, but now that you put that idea in my head, I'm like, how have I not thought about that before?
Like, imagine like you're like this small and like there's like a hot corn
and
on the
like
cob.
It's like freaking huge.
Huge. It's like buttery and you like sit on it and you can like slide down it and it's kind of like bumpy and you're like, whoa. And then you can take a bite
and it's like
it.
The tiniest little bite though in real life.
Yes.
But
what gets stuck in
your teeth like a smaller version of the corn kernels?
No, it wouldn't happen. It doesn't happen to you because you're so
small. Because the corn kernel's like this big.
So then you wouldn't even get stuck in your teeth.
No. Yeah.
So then it wouldn't even be in your poop.
Okay, stop.
Exactly.
You stop. Okay, we're like, I like to think about like, I'm like, if there's like a martini glass.
Like, wee.
And I'm like, and I'm like sitting in it and it's nice and cold. Mm-hmm. And I like, the olive is like this big next to me.
Like squishy.
Yeah, and I like, no, it needs to be firm.
Oh, okay.
And then I smell it and then I bite it and I'm in there and I have my arms around
on the edge.
Tall, and then I can't, I'm like swimming and
that's
I'm like.
That's true because you're going to just sink.
I'm like.
But if I'm this tall, like on my feet are in the little.
Divot.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking even like, smaller than that. Okay. Yeah. So you are just like perfectly fitting in the glass. Okay.
Oh, yes, like a hot tub.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it's a cold martini.
But it's a cold martini.
Martini.
Like a cold plunge.
Think that would hurt though? If it's just like vodka on your skin? Like bathing in it?
Or like what if there was like a really, really tasty pistachio donut and like you stand in the middle of it and you go puff, puff, and the pistachio dust kind of like goes everywhere and you can kind of like lick it off your hand.
You know that place just closed?
What?
What place?
Wait, Old Fairy really? Donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
Well, I think there was three locations and I think two of them closed. I think there might still be one more, but I'm not sure. But
wow.
There are these donuts that originated in Korea and they're just fucking incredible. And they had this butter pistachio one that it was also another clip of mine that kind of went viral for like no reason.
I remember that one.
Of me trying it for the first time and I like genuinely ascended. It was like unreal. But they closed. They fucking closed.
Damn. Well, I hope they're still doing okay. Maybe it's a strategy, a business strategy.
I know.
Maybe they're getting a bigger location.
Right. I hope so.
Hope so. Okay. I'm like, okay. And like, what if you get like an IKEA like meatball and you can hold it like this and it's
can
like
that one
warm.
Be a little squishy?
That one's going to be a little bit squishy. So you can like hug it and you, but you're like, whoa, we don't want to break it.
Oh, careful.
And you go like,
yes.
You're like, what would you, and what else?
I would want to have a burger and I would want to like, because there's so many layers in the burger. It's like, okay, like one's the lettuce and then the cheese and then the meat and then the tomato. You kind of climb up it like you're rock climbing a little bit.
Yes.
Each layer of the burger.
Would you try and climb inside?
Yeah, even and that and the no. Okay, if I were to climb inside, I would climb in between the top layer and the bun, so it'd be nice and pillowy, and I'm not like getting crushed by everything else.
Right, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. I like that. What about you, Chance?
I would put my dick in some gnocchi.
Okay, Chance.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So let's break that down. So let's break that one down. That would probably feel good, though.
It's warm. It's warm. It smells good. God damn it. Okay. So we talked about your early internet life, and we talked about your internet usage now. I'd love to know, like, overall, like, what is your relationship with the internet as a whole?
As a whole, I mean, I love the internet. I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, like, given me all that I have today. And I feel like I've given that back to like the people that like to watch me and find me entertaining. And so it's awesome to like have that to even share with people. And obviously there are some sides of the internet that are freaking mean and scary. That's just how the world is though. But I think all in all, I have a pretty good relationship with the internet.
I love what you do. Cause I was watching one of your videos recently and like you go to the animal shelter and you like visit the animals and then you guys are like, come check this dog out if you want. Like, I love that you do. I feel like you do a lot of good in a way that feels very organic to you. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there anything you're up to, any projects coming up that you're like really excited about? Anything you want to tease?
Just my song that I'm doing. But again, I'm like, girl, that's so early on. I'm like, what? Who knows what that's going to end up sounding like? But yeah, I'm trying to do music. I'm trying to keep it simple. I stream, you know, yeah. I do my streams. I do my YouTube videos. That's really it.
Yes, yeah. I love it. Yeah. And you, as of filming this, you're back from a break.
Yeah.
You're streaming again. Mm-hmm. Love that for you.
Yeah.
I love that. Smosh doesn't take breaks.
Like, when's mine?
No, just kidding. We take 2 weeks at the end of the year.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This was seriously so fun.
Thank you, guys. This was so much fun.
Yes, I feel like your vibe totally matches. Like, this was just...
Definitely.
I know, I love it. I was, like, staring at the wall for so long. I was, like, just looking at every single thing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes, you can take something.
Hey, okay, hey, you gotta tell me twice.
Well, thank you again. Thank you, Chance, for being my co-host, as always. I love you. Okay, and thank you guys for hanging out with us on URL. We love you so much. I hope you guys leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. And Chance, what else?
Go watch Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay. Is that for me specifically? Or
Live,
for, okay.
Die, Repeat. Not for them. That's for
me.
Yeah.
Okay. Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, and Sinbad.
And Sinbad.
Love you guys. See you on the next one. Bye.